I'm William English, and this is Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Jesus Christ created us all, and we'd all love him, be right ourselves. That's why God came in the world, to bring us back to the truth, and the truth will set you free. Are we going to go the right way, or are we not going to go the wrong way? That's why we're out there today, preaching the gospel and sharing that good news of Jesus Christ. He's risen, as Black Eyed Peas says. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? What's wrong with the world, Mama? That's why we should be imitators of God. And that says, be imitators of God and live a life of love. That's what Jesus was, a tremendous imitator. He imitated love. That's what Jesus was, love personified. That's why we should all have good virtues in our life. Everybody should have Christian virtues in their life. And God wants you to have good virtues in your life and not to have bad virtues in your life. Many people go through their life with bad virtues in their life. Lying, swearing, gossiping about people. They're bad virtues, not good virtues. So we all need good values in their life. And that's what Jesus came in the world today. To put good values back into society. So he said, turn away from this wicked generation. It's going nowhere. And people today don't turn away from this wicked generation. But Jesus said, this wicked generation is going nowhere. So when we experience that love of Jesus Christ, that we can get it right and right. Do you believe in Jesus? He's there. He made us all, and he created us all. He's got the answers to all your problems. If you don't love him, what a great world we're in. If you don't team up with Jesus, then we don't win. So God came in the world to seek and to save that which is lost. If we don't love him, we're not alive. If we don't team up with Jesus Christ, then we never get that place in heaven. So God wrote the book. He wrote the Bible, and that's what we call Jesus, the Rabbi. The Rabbi is here, the one that came to teach us how to find true values in our life. A lot of people don't team up with Jesus, you know, and they never get true values in their life. Only God can bring true values into our life. Amen. Jesus Christ created us all. That's why material things are valueless. The truth. A man-made that God made. We can just search for the man-made gods instead of the real gods in heaven. That's why people are obsessed with money and obsessed with materialism, obsessed with greed. They want more than what they need, all to keep the economy of the world going. The world has got themselves in the right mess. Jesus said. The Bible says, my spirit will no longer strive with man. God will give up on the human race. And that man will go away and destroy himself completely. And man is always on a destruction course. He's always bent on destroying himself. That's what the Bible says. If you love Jesus, you keep his commandments. If we don't love Jesus, then we don't keep his commandments. And that's what God came in the world to do. To teach us how to become new creations in the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's nice to be a new creation. That's why I was saying, I am a new creation in the Lord Jesus Christ. No longer in condemnation. All you need is a bit of love. A bit of love is the best thing to have. If we don't love Jesus Christ, all day, all the day. See what? It's the strongest emotion in the world. When you love Jesus, you've got the strongest emotion in the world. It's jealousy. It's a terrible emotion. A lot of people suffer from this thing called jealousy, anger, hatred, gossiping, lying, cheating. So God doesn't want us living by negative emotions. Jesus Christ wants us living by positive emotions. That's what happens when you're a Christian. You've got a positive attitude to life. You don't have to be a shopaholic robot all your life. God doesn't put us on the planet to be a shopaholic robot. Jesus, to know the meaning of life, what is the meaning of life? The meaning of life is to worship God and keep His commandments. As many people as receive them, they will be right to become the children of God. Not born in the world of the flesh, but born in the world of the spirit. The world has never been the same since Jesus Christ came. He altered the course of history, and he altered the course of man. He died a weak death, and that gave the human being happiness and a choice to go to heaven.
Jesus Christ, he's risen. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
That's why we're going out. That's why we should be imitators of God. That's why we should be imitators of God.
That's why we can't live a life of love.
Whatever you do,
Jesus
wants. Tremendous imitator. Be imitated love. That's what Jesus wants.
Love is the gift you can ever have.
That's what we should go on.
Good virtues in our life.
Everybody should like Christian virtues in their life.
We only got to use the good virtues in your life.
Jesus Christ created the self, and we all love him, be that ours. That's why God came to the world, to bring us back to the truth, and the truth will set you free. Are we going to go the right way? Or are we not going to go the wrong way? If you haven't got Jesus Christ today,
preach him the gospel,
and share the life, good news of Jesus Christ.
And know he's risen
life,
faith,
I peace,
and know you know what
he's
talking
about. Where is the love?
See, Jesus Christ
knew that he was touched around
with the world,
he spoke with authority.
That's why we should be imitators of God.
That's why Jesus Christ has been imitators of authority.
And live a life of love.
He knows Jesus wants
a tremendous
imitator.
He imitates us.
He's not like the scribes.
That's what Jesus wants.
He knows what he's talking about.
That's what we should have
one good virtues
in our lives.
We should have Christian virtues.
That's what Christianity is about.
God wants you to have
big virtues
in your life.
And the truth will set you free.
So are we going to go
the right way?
Are we going to go
the virtues in the life?
That's what Christianity is about.
Swearing.
That's about the truth.
And the truth will set you free.
So are we going to go
the right way?
So we're going to go to
Jesus
in the world today.
That's what Christianity is about.
So you have to pass the truth
and the truth will set you free.
So we're
going to go
the right way.
Are we going to go
the right way?
That's what Christianity is about, kids.
Jesus said
this wicked generation
to a new life.
And our new life
will experience the fire
in the Lord Jesus Christ.
So we're going to go
the right way.
Jesus
wants you to go in the right way.
He made the
Christianity is about.
And he created us
so.
He's the answer to all your problems.
In the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's what we are as Christians.
And in your creation.
Jesus
and the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's
what
we
need
to
see.
And to say,
lovely
and wholesome.
Think about these things.
That's what we are as Christians.
Jesus
and new creation.
In the Lord Jesus Christ.
So God will
be there.
In condemnation.
That's what became of Jesus.
Let God be standing.
So it was nice to be in the grace of God.
but Jesus. He made us so, and Jesus Christ created us all. If we don't love him, we are the ones who are the ones. That's why God came to the Son, 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 is a completion of our teachers again. It never ends. That's the part of teachers we want to get to. And it can be God. That's what Jesus was. In heaven. In the center of heaven. In the center of heaven. Someone who Jesus was. Let someone get it wrong. Someone who is sinners. And others want to be winners. Everybody should have Jesus virtues in their life. If you love me, and God wants you to have virtues in your life. If you don't love God, then we don't keep his commandments. That's me, it's the way we are. So worship God and keep his commandments. Don't be a sinner. Be a sinner. Come on, you won't eat them cigarettes when you're a Christian. Calm you down. So we don't need to take your anxiety off you. Let's take your stress off you. So we'll take your pressure off you. That's what all people do. So we said, let's take pressure off each other this world. It's going to allow the worries and the cares. And the riches of this world to bog them down. That's like our generation is to bring us back to the truth. And the truth will set you free. Today is the day of our salvation. That's why Jesus is here today. He's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he created us into a relationship with Jesus Christ. How many years ago? I became a Christian. And we realized there was a God. There was a purpose to life. And just money and materialism. That was going to be nice of us. And just money and materialism. Because I came back to Jesus Christ, and I realized there was more to life than just money and materialism. Look at you, that's what we call Jesus, the Rabbi. The Rabbi is here. The Rabbi came to teach us how to find true values in our life. A lot of people don't team up with Jesus, young man, and they never get true values in their life. Only God can put true values into our life. Amen. Jesus, he made us up, and Jesus Christ created us up. And we all love him, we're out of ours. That's why God came to the world, to bring us back to the truth. And the truth will set you free. Are we going to go the right way? Are we going to go the wrong way? That's why we're going to go the wrong way. That's why we're going to go the wrong way. There's no one else good enough. Jesus Christ, take away your sin. He's risen. That's what God keeps saying. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? That's right, the way Jesus overcame. We should be imitators of God. That's why we're out there today, preaching the gospel, and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. for the less of the dying world. I believe that Jesus Christ has certainly got the answers to all your problems. That's what we're out there today. Teach you the gospel and sharing. Jesus, he made us up, and Jesus Christ created us up. If we don't love him, we're out of ours. That's right, back in the world, to bring us back to the truth. And the truth will set you free. You can lay your life on the foundation. Preaching the gospel is on a solid foundation. Good news. That's what Jesus Christ. Solid, he's risen. Solid as a rock. Try peace. Raise the rock. Help us run as our be one of us. We should be imitators of God. Don't learn. It says, be imitators of God. Sex before life of love. You know those things that Jesus was? Tremendous imitator man. He imitated love. That's a simple nature. Jesus was. That's what Jesus said for me, man, as a simple nature. So you should know when good virtues are in our life. You get rid of your simple nature. Everybody should have Christian virtues in the life. To mean the life. God wants you to have good virtues in your life. It's only when we experience that love of Jesus Christ, we can get it right at that. Do you believe in Jesus? He's there. He made us all, and he created us all. He's got the answers to all your problems. If you don't love him, if you don't see Jesus, we are willing to bring us back. You will seek and then you will see that he's lost. All this world is built on materials and greed, and our kids are starving in the world. That's why Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you don't love God, then we don't keep his commandments. So we're going to be known when we die. We're going to get it right, and we're going to get it wrong. That's what Jesus said. If you die knowing him, you get a place in heaven. If you don't die knowing Jesus kids, and we don't get that nice place in heaven. Get back to where you once found. That's what Jesus did in the world today. To bring the world back under his control. From one man, Adam, God made every single human being on the planet. From one human being. And all in heaven, sin and God. But Jesus, he made us up, and Jesus Christ created us up. If we don't love him, we're out of ours. That's why God came in the world, to bring us back to the truth, and the truth has set you free. Are we going to go the right way, or are we not going to go the wrong way? That's why I'm out there today, preaching the gospel, and sharing that good news of Jesus Christ. He's risen, as Black Eyed Peas says, where is the love? What's wrong with our manner? That's why we should be imitators of God. The Bible says, be imitators of God, and live a life of love. That's what Jesus was. Just remember, imitator. The imitator of love. That's what Jesus wants. Love personified. That's why we should all want good virtues in our life. Everybody should have Christian virtues in their life. God wants you to have good virtues in your life, not to have bad virtues in your life. Many people go through their life with bad virtues in their life. Lying, swearing, gossiping about people. They're bad virtues, not good virtues. So we all need good values in the life. That's what Jesus came in the world to do. To put good values back into society. So we said, turn away from this wicked generation. It's going nowhere. And people today, then turn away from this wicked generation. But Jesus said, this wicked generation is going nowhere. So we only experience that love of Jesus Christ. And we can get it right and right. Do you believe in Jesus? He's there. He made us all, and he created us all. He's got the answers to all your problems. If we don't love him, very, very well we do. If we don't team up with Jesus, then we don't win. So God came in the world to seek and to save. Nothing is lost. If we don't love him, we don't love. If we don't team up with Jesus Christ, then we never get that place in heaven. So God wrote the book. He wrote the Bible. And that's what we call Jesus, the Rabbi. The Rabbi is here. The Rabbi came to teach us how to find true values in our life. How many people don't team up with Jesus, you know? And they never get true values in their life. How many God can put true values into our life? Amen. Person. If we don't team up with Jesus, then we never become a spiritual person. So we're not lying, no swearing, no gossiping. So many people go through life doing wrong. Not many people go through life doing right. To me, today is the day of our salvation. So anyone day you can ever get right with Jesus.